Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Home Time Radio with my wonderful producer, Christopher. And tonight, I'll help you interpret your dreams and help you discover their true meaning. But first, we must understand what dreams are and what are they coming from. Because by definition, a dream is a series of emotions, sensations, images that occur during your mind, in your mind during your sleep. Now, dreams have captivated us through centuries. Different religious and different philosophies have tried to demystify the origin of dreams. And the earliest recorded dreams go back 5,000 years ago by the time of Mesopotamia. And they were documented on all kinds of clay tablets. In fact, the Sumerians left evidence of dream interpretation going back to 3,100 before Christ. This ancient race reorganized and recognized that dreams were extremely important, most likely for divination, considering that dreams are some kind of projection of the future, like premonitory dreams. Like, I'm giving you an example, the Mesopotamian king by that time called Gudea, he was Sumerian king. He rebuilt an entire temple because he had a dream in which he was told by the gods that he had to do so. So dreams were also sometimes seen as tapping into the other world, into a higher dimension. And they were thought that the soul moved out of the body of the sleeping person and actually visited places and persons the dreamer actually saw in his dream. Now, later on, we acknowledge that actually while we sleep, we go into what is called an astral travel. So it's very possible that when you are asleep, you actually remove yourself, your soul, the energy, taps into a higher dimension and sees other things or can travel into the continuous time where there is no past, no present, no future. So this is the way that you actually are able to see things that will happen or things that did happen to you in different times or when you were really young. Now, the Egyptian wrote their dreams also. And people with vivid and significant dreams during Egyptian were considered to be blessed people, and they were considered to be very special because Egyptian believed that dreams were oracles bringing messages from the gods. So all that era, all that the time of the Egyptian, the time of the Greeks, the Romans, they believed that the best way to receive a divine revelation was through dreaming. And thus they would induce dreams because Egyptian, for instance, would have somebody go to a sanctuary and have them sleep on a special so-called dream bed, hoping to receive advice or comfort or healing from the gods because, according to them, a dream was definitely coming from a higher dimension. And in during the Roman and the Greek period, it was believed that dreams were messages from the people who were dead. And those messages were actually predicting the future. Now, when we interpret dreams, nowadays we think a premonitory dream, that we have dreams in which you anticipate what's going to happen. I'll always remember the story of Abraham Lincoln. That's such a true story. 2 months before he died, he dreamed of him being dead in the White House. So that was a premonitory dream. And it's amazing how our ancestors, they recognize the divine properties of dreams. Now, with time and the development of science, by the time that when Freud was born, we developed the psychological interpretation of dreams, because Freud was the father of psychoanalysis, the father of psychology, the father of psychiatry. He established, you know, the awareness that we have, the way the mind functions, you know, that we have all these issues. And he wrote intensively about dreams. And in 1988, I think he wrote a book about dreams, explaining dreams as what? Manifestation of your desires, manifestation of your anxieties, manifestation of your deepest frustration, of your memories, of your obsessions. Now, we used to say that a way of healing your subconscious mind is by using hypnotherapy. Now, the word hypnosis comes from the Greek word that means going to sleep. So Freud believed that every dream, regardless of what it symbolizes, represented the release of something that has to do with your emotion, most likely to your sexuality. So, as I said, his book, The Interpretation of Dreams, developed a psychological technique to interpret dreams and to come up with all kinds of guidelines to understand the symbols, the motives that appear in your dream. Now, if you're listening to the show and you want to talk about your dreams, and if you have vivid dreams, if you don't know how to interpret them, you're in the right place. Or if whatever, for whichever reason, you have a different topic to discuss, I always welcome you to the show, because this is a calling show. So everybody is welcome to the show, and feel free to call in. The number is 202-570-7057. And I'm with Christopher, and he will take your calls. He will connect you with me. And in this way, we will be able to communicate. Now, going back to the fact that Freud tried to come up with a current way of understanding dreams, he also pinpointed towards the fact that a dream is a bridge. It's a bridge between your consciousness and your subconscious mind. Many people endorse his theory of dreams, because I am also a firm believer that a dream shows that those hidden desires, your emotions, whatever you repress, your obsession, your issues that are not always revealed, like dreams assist you in formation of the memory and indirectly of your brain function. So it's an indication that you have a problem that you need to resolve, and that you are actually working on it, because that's what the dream will show, that there is a brain activation in conjunction with the problem. Now, some experts have proposed that dreams show how the mind engages in thought. In case that the mind cannot necessarily communicate a version of the thought, which I always thought that was a very interesting way of interpreting this. This is a very plausible argument, but none of them actually answer the question why we dream what we dream. Now, if we are listening, and if you have dreams, now this is the show you have to call. Now, if you think, oh, I'm not dreaming, I heard the story over and over. Doctor, I never heard a dream. That's not true. We all dream. And but in many cases, when you wake up in the morning, the moment you open your eyes, the dream is gone. So if you program your mind before you go to sleep and you program your brain, the brain can be very well programmed. And you tell yourself, I want to remember where I've been, what happened to me during my sleep, what was revealed to me during my astral travel, during my deep sleep, then I suggest to program your mind not to open your eyes when you wake up in the morning. Keep your eyes closed and you will be amazed to see there's like a movie coming in front of your consciousness and acknowledging the dream. Now, from here on, you have to know how to interpret the dream. Because I believe that both the old theory that I presented to you and the new theory that came around 1900, I believe that both of them have proved to be true. Because I do believe dreams can be messages from beyond as much as they can be messages from your subconscious mind. So in other words, they can be both. Of course, it all depends on the dream, and it all depends on the dreamer. Isn't it interesting that two people who don't know each other, let's say living two opposite parts of the world and sleeping in the same time, they might share the same dream. I had a case of two people who were not talking. One was living in Europe, one was living in California. They were not in touch for almost 10 years. But they called me the same time, and they were related to me almost the same dream in the same time. So that to me was absolutely fascinating. So telepathy that is actually functioning in a state of dreaming. So how can you explain that something you end up dreaming becoming true in the real world? Because there's so much magic about your dreams, and we want to talk much more. I'm going to take you to different dreams, and I'm going to analyze the major dreams that we all have that keep on reoccurring. Because sometimes we have reoccurring dreams that can actually are haunting you. Like you feel like you can't get rid of those dreams. You go to sleep and you dream the same thing over and over and over. We'll talk about that too. Now, modern science still not fully understands the context and the purpose of dreams. Dreams mainly occur during what is called the rapid eye movement, REM, stage of sleep when brain activity is high, and resemble that is being awake. Like REM is revealed by continuous movement of the eye. If you watch somebody who is during the REM sleep, you will be amazed to see that person does all kinds of movement of the eyes during that person's sleep. So dreams may be occurring at that stage of sleep, but dreams tends to be much more or less vivid or more memorable. The length of a dream, it's interesting if you study this, can vary between seconds to 20, even 30 minutes. And as I said, people are most likely to remember the dream if they are awakened during the REM phase. Like if you wake somebody, if you see that those people make those eye movements and they are dreaming. Have you ever seen an animal? They dream too. Have you ever watched your dog? When they sleep and they move their eyes, they go through the same thing and they have dreams. Dreams tend to be lasting longer as the night progresses. And during a full 8 hour sleep, most dreamers occur in a typical 2 hours REM sleep. So I should say that those 2 hours is when you have those intense, vivid dreams. Now, apart from this, I want to tell you some facts that are fascinating about dreams. And one, it is that everybody dreams. That's the first fact. Just because you forget your dream, it doesn't mean you don't dream, as I said before. Within 10 minutes of waking up in the morning, you don't remember almost anything of your dream. But every night, you will have between 4 or 7 dreams, even if you don't remember them or not. Even blind people dream. And they have vivid dreams of smells, of touch, of emotion. As I said, animals have amazing dreams. It's important that when you wake up and if you remember, start to write them down. You will be amazed how the same dream keeps on reoccurring, or that you will be fascinating trying to interpret what the dreams are telling you. Because number two is that the first thing everybody dreams, but number two is dreams are very symbolic. I should define dreams like poems. A dream that speaks to us in a deeply symbolic language. To the subject of our dream, and everybody stands for something else. And you have to read beyond the lines, and you have to comprehend the true meaning of a dream. And so that's why we created dream dictionaries. So, and let's say you go through an emotional problem. You have a conflict in your life that is going on and on and on and on. And you have no idea how to resolve it. And now that problem of yours will be reflected in your dreams. No doubt about it. No question about it. So that's why it's so important that you can understand the dream, that you can understand the symbolistic behind. And it's good to have a dream dictionary because some of them are extremely accurate. Now, if you're listening to my show and if you want to comment on dreams, or if you have dreams that you don't know how to interpret, or if you have something going on in your real world, you can actually call me. So I'll take a break and I'll be back in a minute, so don't go anywhere.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio with Christopher. This is a calling show, so feel free to call in 202-570-7057. If you have any questions, if you want to engage in the conversation, if you have something you want to ask about, if you need an advice, if you need guidance, I'm here for you. But the topic today that I really love is the fascination about dreams. Because I really believe that dreams are magic. They're simply fascinating. So I'm going to repeat the fact that everybody dreams, that dreams are symbolic, but I'm going to continue saying that dreams can break the time barrier, like they break the linear time. Unlike the conscious mind, which is in the present, the subconscious mind exists outside the linear time. So dreams dwell into the deep layers of your subconscious mind. So they transmit information from the past, from the present, and even from the future, because they nod in the linear time. So everything that goes beyond the linear time in the continuous time is when you actually see what's really happening within your subconscious mind. Now, survey says 18 to 28% of people who have experience a powerful dream, they experience a precognitive dream. In 70% of people that talk about their dreams, they've experienced a deja vu dream, like the feeling like I know it, it's going to happen. And 98% of the people believe that precognitive dreams or premonitory dreams are really possible. So majority of people, they do believe that even though they are physically in the present, a dream can mean a hint that something, it's a clue for the future or a clue from the past, or something is there that you need to introspect. And that's why hypnosis, that means going to sleep, when you are hypnotized by somebody and you break the linear time, you go at the level of your subconscious mind, you bring to the consciousness that memory where the problem is. And the moment you analyze a problem that stays within you without being interpreted, understood, without working on that problem, you know, and you keep on having a constant situation that you don't know how to resolve. If you go deep at the root of the problem, there's a way of solving it, there's a way of healing yourself. Now, I want to tell you that you can only dream of faces that you've seen, because every day you see faces everywhere. On TV, on social media, on advertisements, walking in the streets. So imagine how many faces you've seen your entire lifetime. Hundreds of thousands of faces. Now, one fact is that your mind cannot invent faces. You can only dream of people you've encountered at some point. Now, I had a near-death experience when I was 5 years old. The first thing that I saw going into that light that everybody talks about when we so-called disconnect from the physical body, I saw faces of people that seem familiar to me. I never identify those people in my lifetime. To my age right now, I've never met those women that I saw while I was having that experience. But those women were so familiar, were people who I knew, obviously, I knew them from a different time. Now, going back to dreams, and I'm going to go and talk to Shara from Canada, so hold on the line, my dear, in a moment I'll be with you. But we can control our dreams. It's almost like you are able to dictate your dreams, which is called lucid dreaming. If you feel like you have no power of the things in your dream, you have to rethink again. Because with the practice, you can manipulate your dream. You know what I mean? And now, there's a book that I recommend to read, which is called Exploring the World of Lucid Dreams by Stephen LaBerge. And it's showing you how to gain control over your dreams so that your dreams don't take control over you, and they might scare you at some point. But if you want to know, as I said, the real meaning of your dream, this is the time to call in. Let's talk about it. And also, I want you to follow me on social media. I want you, if you get my new book, Karma King, Why to Relationship, to know that I'm giving you a free session. If you buy the book, because I want you to benefit from the information that book is offering you when it comes to relationships. After I talk to Shara, I'm going to explain you the most common dreams that we all have. Dreams of chasing, dreams of dying, dreams of flying, dreams of falling, dreams of being cheated. There's all kinds of dreams that I want you to understand their meaning so you can interpret where is the root of the problem. Now, I want to thank my caller, Shara. Thank you so much for being part of my show. I so appreciate you. Welcome to the show.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
Good.
So I wanted to share a recent dream.
Do you resonate with my topic?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to share a recent dream I had.
Please.
Okay. My old college roommate, we lived together a little bit during college and a little bit out of college for about 4 years, 4 to 5 years. We're very close, even though we haven't talked in a long time. Okay, so we haven't been in contact for about 6 years.
Okay.
And the other night I had a dream about her. And we lived together about 37 years ago, during the early 80s, late 70s, mm-hmm. early 80s, okay? And okay. I had a dream about her, and she was frantically cleaning the floor. She was very upset, and she was on her hands and knees cleaning. And then we went outside somewhere, and she fell into the pool. Okay, she fell into the swimming mm-hmm. pool, and she seemed upset. I got her out of the pool, and she was okay, but she was just really upset. So from that point on, I woke up in the morning, I said, wow, I haven't dreamed about her, and I haven't even thought about it, or, 40 years, 38 years, right? So I Googled, luckily with the World Wide Web, we have great information available, right?
Right.
So
yes.
I Googled her, and I know where she lives and everything, and then I Googled mm-hmm. her parents. And sure enough, her dad died about 2 weeks ago. And I knew him very well, and he was really a great guy. And I don't know why I dreamed about her. I don't know what connection, but we did have a strong connection. So I emailed her immediately that morning, and she was so happy that I got a hold of her. But
she was happy. She was happy to hear your voice, and yeah.
Yeah, well, but the fact that I knew she was upset, I knew something. She was very illicitly very upset in her dream. Somehow I knew I needed to contact her. That's all I knew, but I didn't really know what cleaning the floor meant or jumping in the pool or being in the pool and me helping her out. I don't know.
Well, one of the very common dreams that we're having is falling. And falling means when you fall in a dream, it means you're losing control. So there's a situation in which you're losing control, you overwhelm, or you're very insecure or you're very unstable. Something happens to you. So you actually had that. What it shows that between you, there was that bond, that amazing connection through time. So the fact that you had that dream was just a revelation that something was happening to her. And obviously something did happen to her because she lost her dad. And that must have been it's very hard to lose a parent. It's like you feel alone in the world. When you lose your parents, you feel like you have nobody. You're losing the support, the source of where you're coming from. It's extremely painful. It's hard to define what it is. Only when you go through the experience, you understand what it means. But what I'm trying to say is that so you did very well by calling her. She had a hard time, and she probably thought of you. Something was going on there. But I absolutely believe that you did great by connecting with her, and that you can continue to connect with her and help her through this difficult time. So it was in a way of subconsciously the need, the subconscious need, because I always believe that dreams are projection of our needs, of our desires, of our unfulfilled emotion or karmic situations from the past. And there's some kind of a need of reconnecting with this woman. For whichever reason, that's what I'll do if I were you. I'll reconnect with her and see why. If you continue to have dreams about her, that would be even more interesting, even to write them now. I will even tell her that I had this dream about her. Did you?
Yeah, I haven't. She was at work, so I didn't want to get okay. into it with her on that level, but I'm going to talk to her about it. But I just knew something was wrong, and sure enough.
Right, but also there's something about connecting with her, like reconnecting this friendship, reconnecting something
yes.
that needs to be, there's a bigger reason that you just knew. There is more than knowing. What goes beyond knowing? What is the meaning of you knowing? So the meaning is, okay, let's continue to be in touch. Let's help each other. Let's go through comforting each other, you know, and reconnecting again. That's the meaning of the dream, the need to reconnect.
It was interesting because
we go through life.
She was just vivid, like, it, you know, I maybe haven't seen her in 30 years, or, you know, maybe 28
years. Oh, my God,
that's, you know,
wow.
In person.
Wow.
But wow. she looked, in the dream, she just looked like what, you know, I remember her to be.
Yeah, exactly what I said, because when we dream, we have memories of the faces. We memorize the faces of people, and those memories stays with us. They don't go anywhere. And in 30 years later, you have the memory of that person the way you saw that person 30 years ago. But you might be surprised of not seeing somebody 30 years, and you go and you see them. Those people may look so different that you can hardly recognize them. You don't know how she looks right now. Only by seeing her again.
You know, what's interesting is I looked at her picture online because, you know, we're all, you know how everything is so accessible online. And
right,
she looks
right.
similar to exactly in my dream, real similar.
So that's interesting. Some people look very much the same 30 years later. You never know. That's what I don't know. I'm just putting in the perspective. Yeah.
She, you know, it was definitely, it's definitely her. You know, it's not like she changed a lot. Which was nice. And it was interesting because I don't really ever remember dreaming about her before. You know, so that's why I just wanted to share this dream with you and the audience that.
I thank you so much. I find so fascinating how this happens to us, and you have to go beyond the dream and interpret the reason of the dream, you know, putting into the projection, what is this dream trying to tell me? Other than it's warning me something about a certain person that played a role, probably the dream means let me reconnect with that person. Probably there's a bigger reason. This is all happening. Only the time will tell, you know. Why do I
Absolutely.
Need to go back? Yeah, why do I need to go back to a person that is no more in my life for so many years? And I almost need to go back to that. Because dreams are like traveling through space and time, and they take us way back to the beginning of our life, to childhood, you know. And mm-hmm. sometimes they keep on chasing. I don't know if you ever had a reoccurring dream. There are dreams
yes.
that are hunting us. And if you don't pay attention to the dream, because sometimes, let's say you never called the lady. You just said, I'm not going to call her. It's too many years, you know. But you did call. But probably someone else would have ignored the dream. But the dream would have continued to happen over and over till you pay attention. That's why, for everybody listening, you have reoccurring dreams. That become like obsessive at some point, that almost like troubling, you know. But those dreams you have to pay attention because there's a bigger reason. There's something magic about dreams. You just have to always pay attention. You always have to remember them and try to interpret them because they signalize so many things about you and the people in your life and where your life is flowing, your state of health, your state of mind, your state of being, where are you up to and where are you really going? Dreams will tell, for sure.
Yep. There, I've always been a vivid dreamer, and my dreams seem to occur right around the 4 to 6 o'clock hour, like right.
Those
in the,
yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Those are the most vivid dreams. Those are those REM. Those are dreams that I was talking about, because there are different layers of sleep and different layers of dreaming. But the most vivid dreams, the more easy to remember, are those dreams. And you know what's fascinating? We used to say that at midnight, the sky opens and the communication with the other side is more powerful at midnight than it is during the day. Like if you want to communicate, if somebody who believes in communicating to the spirit world, the best way to do it is at midnight. Like for instance, Nostradamus made all his production at midnight. At midnight, he put a bowl of water and he was staring in that bowl of water and he had his visions, you know. And he saw Hitler 500 years later. But the way he did it was that between midnight to 4 a.m. in the morning. Those are the hours when we get visitors from the other side. Those are the hours when we are visited in a dream. So it's almost like the sky being open. Like, so the connection with the other side is so possible. Those spirits will come and communicate. That's why dreams were thought to be messages from the gods or from the people on the other side. So I think that
agree. That's when you I agree? Had my
yeah.
most amazing dream.
Right. Mm-hmm. So well, the body will signal everything.
Much.
Everything will be signaled in the dream. I thank you. I'm so grateful for being part of my show and to share this with everybody listening. So I'm going to take a break and I'll be back in a minute. Thank you for listening.
Okay,
thank you, Shara.
Now.
Love you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nsombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm back on Home Time Radio, and as you know very well, this is your show, so feel free to call in 202-570-7057. I'm with Christopher. He's amazing, and we can talk. We can talk about your dreams. We can talk about your life. We can talk about what doesn't go in the right direction. So let's communicate. Communication is great. And I'm here for you. This is a show that I do with such a pleasure, especially when you are calling in, because I can justify my work by being in communication with you. But today we're going to talk about the power of dreams. And I'm going to take some dreams and try to interpret them, because I'm sure that if you are listening, you probably had one of those dreams. One of the interesting dreams that happens all the time are dreams of chasing. Like you are chasing a dream, which is a very common dream, theme of a dream. And it's stemming from your feelings of anxiety in your walking life. Let's say you're a dream in which you feel you are attacked by an animal, by somebody who wants to hurt you. And that fight or flight mechanism is an instinctive response to a physical threat. So this is natural to run or hide if somebody is trying to pursue you. So what does this dream mean? It means being chased because it symbolizes avoidance. To dream that you're being chased is an indication that you are avoiding issues in your walking life. It means that action in your dream make you put pressure to make you respond and to make you cope with your fears, with your stress, with various situations. So instead of confronting the situation, you have a tendency to run away. You have a tendency to avoid issues that are uncomfortable. So being chased symbolizes a closed-mindedness. Like if somebody is chasing you, it means that you are closed-minded in the way you respond. You refuse to acknowledge a certain viewpoint of another person or of somebody in your family or somebody around you, somebody's opinion who is different than yours. Being chased symbolizes running away from yourself, in my opinion. Because another way to analyze your chase dream is how the pursuer or the attacker may be an aspect of your own self. Perhaps you are suppressing or rejecting feelings or certain characteristics of yourself. Some people are not happy with their own self. It's easy to understand. But I feel like, for instance, emotions like anger, jealousy, fear can manifest as threatening figures in your dream. So being chased symbolizes fear. It's very easy to understand. It's the fear of being attacked. And such dreams are more common between women than men, because women feel more vulnerable. So if you are the one chasing somebody else, then the dream means that you have the drive, the ambition to go after something you want or after someone you want. So the conclusion is that understanding your own dream of being chased, for instance, ask yourself who is chasing and what are you gaining through this. So what are you running from? What are you running after? So turn around and confront your pursuer and ask them, what are they chasing you? Why are they chasing you? So I want to acknowledge the problem that surrounds you, confront the problem, address the problem. If you are able to widen the gap between you and the other person, then you are able to successfully distance yourself from the problem. And then the problem will fade away. Now, another dream that is very common is the dream of cheating. Like being cheated on a dream can often mean that you actually will go and accuse your spouse or your significant other. Such dreams are unsettling and are very disturbing and often leaves you questioning your relationship. Because dreams about infidelity are rarely about cheating in itself, but rather more about your own feelings of being insecure in a marriage or in a relationship. I've seen so many cases in which a relationship falls apart because this unconscious fear of insecurity. So then the problem is, what is this dream all about? You know, being cheated on point to neglect, like a lack of attention from your mate, may trigger a dream like this, may make you feel like your significant other has an affair. I've seen so many cases where people are calling me, oh, is my husband cheating on me? Is my boyfriend with somebody else? Or even man suspecting this in a woman. Perhaps your significant other is working longer hours, perhaps is totally innocent, but you dreaming, you know, it becomes even dangerous, because at some point you can even manifest something like this. And being cheated has a lot to do with fear of abandonment, which has a deep, deep root somewhere in your childhood, in a previous relationship, in a previous experience. So when you dream that your spouse or your significant other is cheating on you, indicates also that you are fear that he might leave you, fear of abandonment. Perhaps you are waiting for a commitment from your significant other, so your dream will indirectly project the fear that you will be abandoned, like a parent who abandoned you in your life, or like somebody else who abandoned you. Because usually the problem is that there's always a repetition of the same situation and the same events, and that repetition will appear in a dream. So being cheated means there's a low self-esteem. Being cheated means there's a lack of trust. Now, trust is such an important element in a relationship. If trust is compromised, then you may express doubt in a relationship. So the doubt will manifest sooner or later in this adulterous dream. So being cheated, you know, doesn't necessarily mean actually being cheated. Like your cheating dream may be actually cheating on a relationship. You may be overlooking clues or hints that your subconscious is picking up to indicate that your significant other is not truthful, not fully committed, not totally fair to you. So you might have been in denial about the infidelity. So you have to look at the complexity of feelings and emotion that transpire in this kind of a dream. Now, being the cheater, let's reverse a little bit. If you become the cheater in a dream, then you are the one having an affair, suggesting that you have feeling of self-guilt, you have feeling of self-betrayal, you have compromised your belief of integrity. Sometimes the cheater may not be about your relationship, but rather situation that you are cheating. They are being just simply dishonest about something or someone or something or a circumstance. So alternatively, your affair with someone else may be about some quality in that person that you need to incorporate or acknowledge in your own mate, or in a relationship with your boss, or in your relationship with someone else, because it's all about the desire of control, power, and authority. Cheating dreams also reflect the intensity of your sexual passion, and that's a big deal. Because if you are exploring an area of your sexuality, the scenario, the dream, the scenario in which the dream serves as a reaffirmation of your commitment to your relationship. So let's say you're approaching your wedding date, and this is not uncommon to have dreams about erotic experiences or dreams representing the sexual passion. So this is another interpretation of your infidelity, suggesting that your needs need to be satisfied and they might not be. So if that's the case, everything that is unfulfillment will be reflected in your dream. So you will start sometime to look elsewhere sooner or later if there's not a fulfillment and if your desire and your needs are not met. So that's why a dream is a signal. It's a signal. So even though dreams about cheating are hardly eventually about cheating, it is still important to address the emotion that are brought about the cheating dreams. Now, feelings of neglect, insecurity, mistrust, and so on and so forth. So as I said, this is time to let your guard down and open a dialogue in life when you have dreams like this. I'm going to go, before I end the show, and talk about dreams about death, because those are very scary. And when you dream about somebody dying, rarely that means that the person will die. It's like, how should I say, a new beginning. The dreaming of the death symbolizes inner changes, transformation, self-discovery, a development that is happening in this phase of your life. You are undergoing a transitional phase and you are becoming more enlightened or more spiritual. Big changes are ahead of you. It's like you have to make a new start. You have to jump. You have to leave the past behind. If you are getting married or divorced, being promoted, moving to a new country, then you will experience dream of your of dying and even of your own death. If you're dreaming of faking your death, then it suggests that you are taking control over your life and making a new start, so you want to change your life. If you dream that, let's say, your ex has died, you know, that the relationship is dead and you are moving on. If you dream the death of your living parents, it doesn't necessarily mean that your parent will die, you know. So this is very important for you to understand, because that means a part of you has died. Metaphorically, dying can be seen as the end of termination of the old ways, the bad habits, the destructive behavior, and some other aspects of yourself. So dying does not always mean a physical death, but rather an ending of something. So in such dreams, the death is often represented by someone else. So if you dream that somebody is dead, then it means that you want to repress that aspect of yourself that is representing by the dying of that person. So generally, dreaming about somebody that implies that your feelings for that person are dead. That's my way of putting it. So if you see a stranger dying in your dream, it implies that you are having feelings attached from the changes that are happening around you. If you dream the death of a child, that indicates that you need to let go of your immaturity, and you have to start growing and becoming more serious about things. And that also means that the inner child is being, strangled within you, or there's a problem with that. So that death, it means a wake-up call, because the frightening and alarming nature of death can in itself be a wake-up call for something. So dreaming of death may be a health warning. Maybe you need to take a visit to the doctor. You need to do some lifetime changes. So because of death means to escape. To dream that you die means that you are trying to escape from the demands of your life, that there's major stress, obligation, responsibility, and you want out of a painful relationship. So that means coping with that. Dreaming of that means your subconscious, tries to find ways of dealing with the idea of your own mortality. If somebody, let's say, is really ill or dying, and if it does not surprise you that that person is going to die, I'm telling you, you're not going to have dreams about that anymore. It's interesting that I mentioned at the beginning of the show that Abraham Lincoln had a premonitory dream about him being dead in the White House. So that to me is a premonitory dream, and some that premonitory dreams should be given a lot of attention. Now, death means self-sacrifice. Dreaming about the death suggested that you are lacking a certain aspect or quality that the loved one symbolizes. So ask yourself, when you see a person that is special to you disappearing from your life, what does it all mean? Dreaming of somebody who's already dead, that is a total different story. So if you dream of a person who died a long time ago, it suggests that a current situation or relationship in your life resembles the quality of that deceased person. So that is brought to your attention. If you dream of someone who has recently passed, it means that their death is still fresh in your mind and you are still trying to grasp the notion and trying to cope with this, you know. So I can go on and on and on and on and talk about all kinds of other dreams about falling, which we try to discuss a little bit when we talked to Shara before. dreams about being naked. How many of you are having dreams about this that indicates your vulnerability, your fear of being exposed? Exactly, your insecurity indicates arrogance, the freedom of expression. So there are so many aspects to your dreams. But one of the most common dream is sometimes with animals, with snakes, which represent fear, hidden threats, sexual temptation. A snake represents a transformation. Dreaming about teeth, that's a scary one, because if you dream about losing teeth, that really symbolizes that. So I remember I had a dream when I lost, anytime I had a dream losing a teeth, I lost somebody in my life. So that is something I want you to pay attention. And again, I can do many shows on the symbol of dreams, but I want you to remember your dreams and to understand what they mean to you and identify what they represent in your walking life. I'm Carmen Hara on Hometime Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Same place, Hometime Radio with Christopher. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening.